Michael Porter's five forces is a framework for analyzing the competitive forces in an industry. It can be used to help companies understand the factors that will affect their profitability and to develop strategies to improve their competitive position. Hi, this is Kailash Upadhyay and welcome to my podcast show P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. In my today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about what are the five forces that shapes strategy. And if you are a portfolio manager and developing a strategy for a new portfolio, then you must evaluate these five competitive forces that shapes every organization's strategies. So let's understand what are these five forces. The first force is threat of new entrant. This force examines the barrier to entry of new competitors. It considers factors such as economies of scales, brand royalty, government regulation, and access to distribution channel. Higher barrier makes it more difficult for new entrant to compete effectively. The second force is bargaining power of supplier. Supplier can exert power by controlling the availability of key resources or by having strong negotiation leverage. If supplier have significant power, they can increase prices or reduce the quality of inputs, negatively impacting the profitability of companies in the industry. The third force is bargaining power of buyers. Buyers' power is determined by their ability to influence prices and terms. Buyers with strong bargaining power can demand lower prices, better quality, or more profitable terms from industry player, reducing their profitability. The fourth force is threat of substitute products or services. Substitutes are alternative products or services that can fulfill a similar customer need. The availability of substitute limits the pricing power of industry player and can divert customer away from their offering. The last force of Michael Porter's five force model is intensity of competitive rivalry. This force considers the level of competition among existing player in the industry. Factors such as number of competitors, their size, their strategies can impact the overall intensity of rivalry. High rivalry often leads to price competition and reduced profitability. I hope you understood what are these five forces. Now, let me give an example from the automobile industry to explain these five forces. Consider that if you want to enter into an automobile market, so how these five forces can be evaluated to make effective decision, or if you are already into an automobile market, how your strategy can be shaped by evaluating these five forces. The first force is threat of new entrants. So the automobile industry has relatively high barrier to entry. It requires significant capital investment, economies of scale, complex manufacturing processes, established supply chain, and strong distribution networks. For example, starting a new car manufacturing company would require enormous resources and extensive expertise. Let's talk about the second force, bargaining power of supplier. In the automobile industry, supplier of key components such as engines, tires, and electronics holds significant power. They can impact pricing, quality, and availability of critical inputs. For example, if a major supplier, increases the price or limits supply, it can affect the profitability of automakers. The third force, bargaining power of buyers. Buyers in automobile industry have moderate to high power. They can choose from a variety of brands and models, and their purchasing decisions are influenced by factors like price, quality, features, and brand reputation. Buyers often have access to information that enables them to compare and negotiate better deals. Threat of substitute product or services. This is another very important force to evaluate. The automobile industry faces various substitute products or services. For instance, public transportation, car sharing services, bicycles, and other form of mobility that can substitute for owning a personal vehicle. The availability and attractiveness of these alternatives can impact the demand for automobiles. The last force, intensity of competitive rivalry. The automobile industry is highly competitive. Numerous global automakers compete for market share, and competition is fierce in terms of pricing, product differentiation, technology, and marketing. Companies continuously strive to innovate, enhance performance, and attract customers in crowded marketplace. So friends, in portfolio management, understanding these five forces helps investor or sponsor make informed decision or continuously revise their strategy to gain maximum chunk of market share. So yes, friends, this is all I have in this podcast episode.